This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass
on Joy 94.9.
That's right. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much to the guys from Urban Dreaming. That was Getting By featuring Pete Gardner from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And this is Triple Bypass. We're here to put the B in the LGBTI. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm James.
And for our very special radiothon tonight, we've got a plethora of guests. I love using that word. So we'll start introducing yourself. We're starting with Renee over there.
Hi there.
That's Renee.
Hi, Renee.
G'day.
Hello, I'm Monica.
I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Louie.
And I'm Julia.
And this is a room full of bisexuals tonight.
It's true.
It's a studio full of bisexuals.
We have a high concentration of bi in the building. And that's we're all here tonight because this is Radiothon. This is the week where we talk to you guys about why we're here, what Joy is, and why you need to get involved. We are a community radio station. We rely on our members and your donations to keep up on the air. So if you do sign up in the next week, you can go in the draw to win a new car. I always wanted to say that. You can win a Holden Astra, which has been donated, if you sign up to be a member in the next week. You can also make donations. And if you become a member, there's also a few other prizes you could win as well. $1.90 keeps us on the air for 1 minute. That kind of gives you an idea of how much it costs to keep us going. We're an expensive bunch. We're not a cheap date. We'll just put it like
that. High maintenance.
We are. So join up and please renew your membership if you haven't already done so.
Absolutely. Now, the reason we have filled the studio with bisexuals and balloons, is to talk about, so our program has been on air now for just under a year. And as Joy is actually one of the three LGBTI radio stations in the world, and we've only just recently had a bisexual program. And so we're here to talk about our own experiences being bisexual. You guys would have probably heard a lot of this before. And we'd love to hear from you too. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you can text us on 0427 569 949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can also find us at Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy and on Twitter at Triple Bypass.
So tonight we're answering the question, we still need Joy because, and I'll tell you what, this very studio, this radio show in particular here at Joy is... Well, it's not the bi community. It's a very big part of the bi community.
We've made our own bi community. We're planning on forming a commune. I didn't tell anybody that, but the doors are staying locked. You're all here for good. Drink the Kool-Aid.
We're beginning. This is a buy-in. This is a buy-in.
Oh, no puns. I didn't sign up for this.
Oh, but bi is the most pun-worthy of the sexualities. It's great. But so I suppose we've now been dominating the airwaves as we do for a little while, but we're going to kick it over to you guys. So firstly, everyone in this room who's on the mic does identify as bisexual. So we can start off with the honest questions of when did you guys start to think, maybe I like more than one gender and that's awesome / oh no.
Like last year.
Exactly. So I don't know who wants to get started with that one.
I guess I'll say something. I mean, I guess for me it was just sort of like about the time a lot of people start to realize that maybe I'm not 100% het, you know, sort of later years of high school. You know, I had a huge crush on the school captain back then. Like, had a really sort of, really sort of like almost like movie stereotypical, like sort of coming out like, oh my gosh, I'm so, you know, so besotted with this bloke, you know. But yeah, then it took a few more years for me to sort of come around to the label.
Yeah, well, so Chris and Monica, you guys have been together for quite a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We've been together for almost 6 years.
And so did you both, so from what I remember, you guys kind of both became a bit more open and understanding of your bisexuality around about the same time. Did that help to have another person to talk to about it?
Yeah, I didn't actually know what bisexuality was until I actually met Chris, and then it slowly started clicking into place like, I guess that is what I've been feeling this whole time.
You did this.
I'm changing.
That's what the gay agenda is. You caught us.
We're here. That's right. So what was it, I suppose, you guys were already in a relationship. Now, there's a lot of, you know, one of the stereotypes that is thrown around about bisexuals a lot is that you can't have a relationship with a bisexual person because we tend to be unfaithful or not able to settle for one person. Now, after 6 years together, you'd probably argue it's maybe not quite 100% accurate. Was there ever any, like, did it help with your relationship being able to have that kind of discussion?
I guess it did. I guess since we chose to be together, we don't have that fear that some people have that, oh no, some other cute person is going to come and steal them away because, you know, we both like cute people. And it's like, hey, and we can go like, oh, look at that person. Like, their look is so nice. They look so cute. And be like, yes, that is a very good look.
Yes, that person is aesthetically pleasing.
Glad you concur.
Yeah. Well done.
So I suppose it's true. You guys would be able to literally check out everyone together.
Yes, I was like, we should totally get you an outfit like that. Like, yes, yeah. We totally should.
All right, Lou and Julia, over to you.
Well, I'm kind of similar to Chris, I guess. It was during those kind of formulative years in high school that I kind of started to realize that it's like, oh, maybe I'm not hetero. Like, oh, something's not right here. But little did I know, because of the very limited resources available to many high school students, everything was right because I was bisexual, but just kind of didn't have a term to validate myself with.
So when my experience at high school was that bisexuality was really seen as a term people used, or people would say you're using to feel special. So it was like there was a whole thing about, like, oh, it's fashionable right now. Which is interesting because I've been using that for like 30 or 40 years. So I think we're just always in fashion, which is nice.
Definitely. Yeah, we didn't spend all that time in the closet for nothing.
Yeah, we're not like flares or those
the bell-bottom ones.
Yeah, we're not like that. We're always in fashion.
We're not like Tamagotchis.
Yeah, we're like a nice leather jacket.
Well, for me, again, it was late high school. I have this memory. It was probably one of the first times that we all started, having those little drinks in the car on the way to the house party, and then all girls, let's wonder what it's like to kiss each other. And that happened, you know. I think a lot of girls have actually had that experience. And then I used to get excited, like, every so often, go, oh, can we, like, could we do that again? Like, and it wasn't. I was like, oh, that's pretty gay, Julia. And so there was a few other inklings, you know, along. And the big moment when I actually did come out was I was dating a guy at the time, a lovely guy, and I actually became really good friends with one of his girlfriends or female friends. And we were going out quite a lot after work, and, you know, he was like, oh, you're going to steal my friends? I'm like, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I am. And I saw her at a house party, and she started making out with another guy, and I just got so jealous. Even though I was in this relationship with the guy, I was just like, damn, like, and I was like, man, Julie, you are really gay. Like, you need to come out, girl. So I did that like a day later.
But obviously, you weren't gay.
No, I wasn't. But that was myself. Phenolog was using that word.
Yeah. So I suppose, but like, not to like. So, but is that the word you thought of though when you realized that you liked a girl?
No, it was just like that half of you was gay.
You're having
the other
some,
half.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I was just the word I was using, but no, I identified as bi at the time, but just I like saying
I'm feeling gay.
The G word, yeah, feeling gay.
And Renee over there.
Hi there. Actually, for me, it's gone around in full circle because when I first came out, I came out as bi. I dated boys when I was in high school and stuff. And then I had a threesome with my housemate at uni and her boyfriend. And I was like, oh, hi, Jules. Right, okay. I didn't think I could eat pussy, but turns out I can. So, yeah, that was kind of a formative moment. And then later on, as I had been out for a while, I realized that it was kind of like you were forced to strongly identify as a lesbian rather than being bisexual. Bisexual was the gateway drug. So it was like, oh, that's just what people who are gay say because they don't want to admit that they're gay. Mm-hmm. So then I identified as a lesbian. But recently, during my podcast that I do, I'm going to do a cheeky plug just because I can. It's called Queeriosity. We were talking about how we identify, and one of the other girls also identifies as bi. And we realized in that moment that we'd kind of been forced to identify as lesbians for quite some time, and that we are now identifying as bi, and we feel really happy about that. So,
oh, we're happy for you too. That's so exciting. I think there is definitely, we're going to talk more about pressures on identification right after this short message. Guys, this is Radiothon week, so join up, get a chance to win a car, keep Joy out loud and proud. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Your voice, your radio station.
We're Tegan and Sarah, and Australia's only LGBTI radio station needs your support. Sign up as a member now. Head to joy.org.au.
That's right. This is Joy, and you can sign up at joy.org.au. This is Triple Bypass, here to put the B in LGB. That was Boys and Girls by Blur. I'm Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm James, and welcome, everybody, to the Beehive.
Yes, coming to live. Every Tuesday night.
I'm just sort of glancing around. We've got something like 10 people in the studio for four like microphones, that. So it's a little bit crowded, and it's a bit of mayhem going on.
We've got some big personalities, and that's the best part. Bi's the best. The alliteration kills me every time. Guys, this is our Radiothon show, and we're here to strum up your support for our fantastic station and our fantastic show here on Joy 94.9. Triple Bypass has been around for almost a year now on one of the world's only LGBTI radio stations. And if you want to get involved in our conversation, you can join us text us on 0427JOY949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can find us on Twitter at Triple Bypass. You can find us on Facebook on Triple Bypass on Joy. And if you sign up to be a member in the next week, you can go in the running to win a new car.
Woohoo.
Also, if you want to make a donation, if you donate on Friday, May 19th, between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m., our patrons Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith will match your donation for the Hour of Power. So if you're thinking of throwing in a few bucks this way, that's the time to do it, guys. But speaking of members...
Yeah, dig deep.
This is a special thank you to Gavin from South Yarra. We will certainly continue the great work and filling that studio. Gavin, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Gavin.
Louis can be on the show now. He's got a good voice. I like that.
And thank you to everyone who listens to us from week to week. We have some regular listeners and people who text and email in. So thank you for your support, as always, on a Tuesday night here on Triple Bypass.
We do love it. In fact, we did get a message in from one of our, from Jade. You guys may have heard us talk about Jade before. She manages to message us or send us an email after every show, which is always a highlight, and she has let us know why she likes the show so much.
Yes, and thank you, Jade. And her email said that we still need Joy because, and in particular, Triple Bypass, because bi people should never be alone. Trans bi people should never be alone. Intersex bi people should never be alone. And also cis male and female bi people should never be alone. Basically, we should have a community to connect to and have somewhere safe to come and express ourselves and be able to talk about stuff that other bi people sort of get and know about. So, Jade, thank you so much for that email. And as always, keep supporting Joy.
Thanks, Jade.
And so what we were talking about just before the break was all of our experiences coming out as bisexual and also the pressure that was felt by some of us, not all of us, of course. We all have our own unique experiences to pick one side or the other when you realise that perhaps your attraction was to more than one gender. There was still we were just beginning to talk about the pressure that can be felt when you do feel the need to pick a side so you can fit in somewhere. So I suppose, Renee, you were talking about how when you realised during a threesome that you were enjoying yourself.
That was the first of a few, actually.
That's always when I have my epiphanies.
Yeah. I'm high-fiving
you. And you're like, damn, I've got a new recipe.
But you're actually talking about that you found it, you felt the pressure to identify as a lesbian.
Yeah, and those formative years of my life was living in Ireland. So over there, I suppose, it's very much a small community and you do have to sort of identify strongly somehow. And so I felt the pressure to identify as a lesbian, even though I knew that I was attracted to both men and women and, well, humans, really. But I'm in a relationship with a woman right now and I've been in relationships with mostly women, but I'm still attracted to men. I'd just rather be in relationships with women.
But of course, that does not make you any less bisexual, because I feel that even in our own community, there is maybe not the pressure isn't put on by the members of the community, but there's always that sense of you're bisexual, prove it.
Yeah.
Prove it. Prove that, you know, if you're not walking down the street holding hands with both a man and a woman simultaneously, you're probably not bi. So I suppose, you know, from that, have any else of our other wonderful guests here had their own experiences with when you're realizing you're attracted to more than one gender, still feeling like maybe you hadn't earned or you didn't have the right to be a part of the queer community.
Can I just say, if there are any people out there who are listening, and if somebody says they're bi and they feel like asking them questions, you're not Sherlock Holmes. You're not going to catch us out in a lie, you know, and cleverly trick us into giving away that we're actually gay or we're actually straight. So please don't try.
Chris?
Yeah. I mean, I personally had, you know, largely very supportive, you know, friends when I sort of begun to realise I was bi. The thing was holding me back from that initial identification. It did take several years from, you know, first time ever fancied a bloke to identifying as bi, was that sort of internal conflict. Like, it's like, oh, am I just not queer enough to sort of, you know, to grab the label? And, you know, that wasn't sort of thrust on me. That sort of came from within. So I guess it kind of just shows how, you know, deep the roots go and how sort of pervasive the atmosphere is that, you know, even at like the age of 17, 18, I already had these sort of thoughts in my head of like, well, you know, I'm just not queer enough to take that label, so I'll just continue identifying as straight. And then, you know, I ended up having a lot of stress about that, honestly.
Gay and bi, like men and women, like, and in between. yeah, you're here for years. Like, you know, people, I think we all have that internal struggle trying to identify. So I think that's a universal problem.
Absolutely. And outside pressures definitely don't help when it's already going on inside. I think, you know, it's something that I have brought up on the show before, but bisexual people tend to have poorer mental health on average than gay and lesbian and straight people combined. And a lot of that does come from the internal and external pressure to try and fit in somewhere. We're all pack animals. But look, we're going to talk a bit more about fitting in. Now, we've got a pretty special song coming up. James has written a bi anthem, and he's going to play it for us live in the studio, guys. We've got live music.
Yes, that's Our James.
Our James. This is real radio. We've got a live band and everything. It's James and the ukulele. All right, guys.
We may have some backup vocals.
I'm turning off your mic now, Anthony. All right, take it away, James.
I co-wrote this with a friend of mine, and this is our little attempt at a bisexual anthem. So I hope you enjoy. Don't call me a fence sitter just 'cause I'm a switch hitter. Now I'm smashing down your fences. Quit your gender role defenses. Twice the chance of a date, 'cause I can't even think straight. Got no time to live a lie. I'm too busy getting by. Ban me from your gay bars. Hang me from your steeples. I can't help it, I just love people. Girls make me unfold. Guys make my toes curl. 'Cause I'm half gay, half straight. No way, I'm bisexual. I'm bisexual. I'm bisexual. Just give me space to explore. I like and better than ore. Don't tell me that I'm confused. I am choosing not to choose. Rainbow colors are fun. Why stick with only one? Got no time to live a lie. I'm too busy getting by. Ban me from your gay bars. Hang me from your steeples. Ow! I can't help it, I just love people. Girls make me unfurl. Girls by my toes curl. 'Cause I'm half gay, half straight. No way, I'm bisexual. I'm bisexual. I'm bisexual. Maybe they'll find a cure. Maybe they'll find a cure. I hope I'm not there when they do. I hope you're not there too. Ooh. Ban me from your gay bars, hang me from your steeples. I can't help it, I just love people. Girls make me unfurl, guys make my toes curl. 'Cause I'm half gay, half straight, no way. I'm bisexual.
I'm bisexual, not homosexual, maybe heteroflexible. It's all, yeah, and multi-textural, any gender acceptable. It's all quite ethical and safe and sane and consensual. I'm bisexual.
Live in the studio, James with the Bi Anthem. We've got some messages to play. We'll be right back. This is Triple Bypass on Joy.
Hello, good thanks. This is Effie, and you're listening to Melbourne's most uplifting music mix on Joy 94.9. How ace is this?
So ace, Effie. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Ruby.
And James.
And Anthony.
And Renee.
And Monica.
Chris. Louis.
And Julia.
That's right, guys. You're in the beehive tonight.
And just an acknowledgement to a very special helper who's helped bring the gorgeous balloons into the studio tonight and who's helped out with the nibblies. We have Zach also in the studio. He's not bisexual, but he's a bi ally and he loves bisexual man.
He's a bi. he's a bisexual for this hour. That's just how it is.
Honorary bisexual.
Guys, that's right. We have been chatting about all of our experiences about being bisexual and about the important and about how it's been difficult when we haven't been able to find the information we want or the community we want, which is going to bring us to talking about this show. So Triple Bypass has been on air for less than a year now. We started in August in 2016, and we were the first bisexual program to ever air on Joy, which and Joy started, of course, live streaming live 24 hours a day in the 90s. And has only recently updated their mission to be about for LGBTI people as opposed to, because for a long time it was a gay and lesbian radio station. When I joined, it was still called a gay and lesbian radio station, which is why it is has been very important to start bringing up the B a bit in the LGBTI. We are one of the often forgotten letters. And I think that what the feedback we've been getting from people who do listen to our program, and we love you guys, is that it's just nice to hear people like you talking about stuff that you've dealt with. So I suppose we've just managed to times that by five by bringing even more people to talk about the stuff we've dealt with. If any of you guys have heard the show, or if what do you think about there being a bisexual radio show? Is it something that might have been helpful for you when you were dealing with that, if you'd known about it? Or does it give you more of a sense of community to sit here in a room full of other very loud bisexuals?
Definitely. I mean, hearing these issues being talked about is so incredibly wonderful, and having the chance to express, you know, some of the experiences that we've had as bisexual individuals is so gratifying and wonderful, and especially it gives me a real sense of community where there previously hasn't kind of been a kind of formally organized kind of community, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I hang out in like a fair number of queer spaces, but this is the most number of bi people I've ever sat at a table with, honestly. You know, like where everyone sort of been on, you know, had the same label, you know. It's rare, you know, for me.
Actually, I think this is the first queer space I've actually sat in, you know, coming from country WA. There wasn't many of those hanging around, but growing up, that never actually bothered me, but I think I'm a very fortunate person that I was never felt in that need to be surrounded by a bunch of loud bi people. But now that I am, it is a great experience.
Usually the most bi people I hang out with is myself and Chris. And occasionally Ruby. So it's usually just three of us.
We did have a really cool... We celebrate Bisexuality Day and Bisexual Visibility Month in November, and we had I think we got 40 people for our celebration dinner one year, which was pretty awesome. That's probably the most bisexuals I've ever been in a room with.
Yeah. There's definitely a bi vibe there. Renee?
Oh, look, I was just so thrilled to meet Anthony, someone who was proudly bisexual, actually, and I don't meet proud bisexual people very often, and especially men.
Yeah,
like I think it's a little bit more commonly talked about for women to be bisexual, but for men to be bisexual, like it's, you know, and out, it's a bit rare. So it was great to meet you, Anthony.
Oh, thank you, Renee. And we work for the same, a queer organisation for the same month, and we are very proud bisexual people. And you know, I mean, I don't want to make fun of mental health, but, you know, I may be a bisexual who suffers from too much self-esteem sometimes. But
I was with you there. That's probably why I never, you know, felt this need to be surrounded by so many bis. I'm like, I want to be the only bi in the room.
You're a one-man pride march.
Yeah. One-man pride march.
Okay. Right. Well, I think I'm just going to bring up quick statistics. So for bisexual people, for gay and lesbian people, about 70 to 75% of them will come out to their friends and family in their lifetime. For bisexual people, that number is 30%. For bisexual men, it's 10%. So if there are 100 bisexual guys in a room, 10 of them will have come out in their lives to their friends and family, which is why we're here. And speaking of giving us some support to be here, Lou, bring us the voice. Tell us what's been going on.
All right. So we have William hailing from Fitzroy North. Made a very generous donation. William, thank you. Oh, and Michelle, also hailing from Fitzroy. Thank you, and we will continue keeping up the good work.
You're hearing it on a Tuesday night here in the Beehive on Triple Bypass.
And we've loved it. Guys, we're going to be right back after this short break and another song. This one was, I think, chosen by James. And it's I Kissed a Girl, not Katy Perry. This will be Jill Sobule. So enjoy that coming up after this short break. This is Triple Bypass. This is Radiothon, and you're listening to Joy.
Joy 94.9. Your voice, your radio station.
Bringing you more of your community. Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9. And you're listening to Triple Bypass with Ruby.
And James.
And Anthony.
And. And.
Renee.
Monica.
Chris.
Louis.
And Julia.
That's
very
right.
Very organised.
So good. We're getting so good at this. Guy, we could have these new people on the show every week, but this is our special week. This is Radiothon, guys. We're trying to drum up support for Joy 94.9. We're here to talk about why we're here on Joy, particularly why we, as bisexual people, enjoy being able to hear people like us on the radio. Now, during that last song break, we actually got another special announcement. So, Lou, you're now the voice of congratulatory. Congratulations.
This is who I am now.
This is who
this
you
is
are
my
now.
Identity.
it's surpassed the by. You're just now right, you're the voice.
Jude, thank you for the very generous donation and signing up that you have made to support this wonderful radio station and in turn supporting the wonderful people that it supports. This one's for you, Jude.
It's very soothing, isn't it? I feel quite soothed by that.
And by signing up as a member, Jude has gone in the running to win a brand new car. That's right, guys. If you sign up now, you can go in the running to win a Holden Astra. You can also win a few other prizes that have been talked about during the show. You can also make a donation now, or if you want, you can wait until Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m. where our very generous patrons, Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, will match your donations. If you put in $50, they'll put in $50, and it's $100. You practically get $50 free to give to us.
Yes. And we've done pretty well this hour on Triple Bypass. We've had 4 memberships or donations in this hour.
It's been fantastic, guys. This is how we stay on air. And so Joy is one of 3 LGBTI radio stations in the world. And honestly, this year and last year has been a bit of a reminder that we need this kind of stuff. You know, there's still a lot further to go. In fact, I just got a news blast here pointing out that hundreds of Melburnians have called on the PM after what's happening in Chechnya, where gay and bi men are facing torture and persecution for their sexualities. Now, I did notice that on the platform at the vigil, there was the gay and the bi flag. And I think that's becoming a new thing here. And obviously, you know, it's not a great thing to be included in. But it's nice to be reminded. It's nice for people to remember that bisexual people do tend to cop it just as much as everybody else does. And we are here to fight the fights with our gay and lesbian and trans and intersex friends, brothers and sisters. We're here right by your side. And that's, we're also here on the airwaves now to talk about something a little more cheery. So I hope so anyway. So we've been talking before on the show about issues with when you're bisexual, feeling like you can call yourself that if you're not 50-50. So you need to be able to like men and women equally. And I think one of the other things we could talk about is some of the stereotypes that go around. So people say that if you're bisexual, you will always cheat on your partner. Now, the other thing is that if you're bisexual, you have to have an open relationship because you can't be satisfied by one set of genitalia. Now, Lou, I think you wanted to talk a bit about this one.
I'm in a very happy polyamorous relationship with my gorgeous partner, Tessa Jane. Hi, Tess.
Tess as well.
I kind of get two main assumptions. One, just because Tessa Jane is female, that I'm automatically straight. And also, with bisexuality, there is this kind of inherent cloud of, you know, you're going to cheat on someone, or it's, you know, it's seen as something that's inevitable. And these lines get really blurry and kind of difficult to negotiate when discussing these things with people who don't really know much about polyamory, or because it's still, for a lot of people, very
taboo.
Exactly, something that's still kind of in the dark. So it's these kinds of lines which need to be negotiated and discussed about, which can get really tricky. But equally, it's also so affirming to be in a room with a bunch of fantastic bi people who get it.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, that's why this program is so fantastic.
Well, it's interesting because this assumption that one of the things that I've been reading about was an article about a guy talking about that. His understanding of bisexuality actually made him question this idea of monogamy, not in the idea that, you know, no one should be monogamous, but in the idea that if you can understand that love can be separate to gender, that gender is not a barrier between love, and you can have the capacity to love anybody, why would it be that you must pick one person, that you can only have the capacity any time in your life to pick one person? And I suppose that's kind of what being bisexual can be about. Also probably one of the reasons why people who are both gay and straight tend to find it really uncomfortable.
Yeah, totally. No, sorry, I was just thinking about the poly thing, and I couldn't possibly impose all my shit onto just one person. I'm gonna need more than one partner to manage my stuff. But they, you know, I could imagine that they just love the bi stuff.
Well, Chris and Monica, you guys have at one point kind of looked at that, but it didn't. And there was a lot of discussion, I think, when you were looking at opening the relationship and deciding not to go ahead. Or
kind of. But then we quickly realized that we really just don't have time for more than one person because he works a full-time job. I work from home. He comes home. We just want to spend time with each other. So we quickly settled into that whole married thing pretty quickly.
We also sort of, well, I think this is something Monica had as well, but I very quickly ran into the problem I think everyone in this room and every bi person hearing us has run into, which is just, you know, you try to reach out to a same-sex attracted man, in my case, and you know, you'll get the pushback because, you know, they're gay and you're bi, and, you know, like, they don't date bi people. And so, you know, it narrows your, like, you think, like, oh, you know, nothing but open doors, you know, but what's you're actually getting is a lot of people who are suddenly, you know, just deciding based on who you are, they don't want anything to do with you romantically.
It says that cliche about how if you're bisexual, you've got, you know, it was in the lyrics of the song I did earlier, you know, you're twice as likely to get a date. But the fact is, it probably reduces your options rather than increases them.
Like, when we tried that thing out, my inbox would be like 10 messages an hour from men and couples double my age asking for threesomes. Yeah. And maybe one person like saying, hi, how are you? I hear you like this thing.
Sounds like a business opportunity.
Julia has managed to turn Tinder into a food delivery service. And I admire her entrepreneurship.
I like boys. Only the. I haven't baited girls yet with this.
Get them to get you pizza.
Girls pizza, but boys, it has to be the Colonel.
Bring me the Colonel.
It has to be KFC.
Yes, we all fantasize about the Colonel.
Speak for yourself.
I've got a bit of a thing for Ronald
really
McDonald, actually.
I'm really going to have everyone around the city now just trying to find my profile.
But, like, I think, and that's what's great about having all of us in a room, when you actually talk with people who do come, have, you know, gone through similar things and face the same kind of conundrums about your sexuality, being able to have those discussions can be extremely affirming, and hopefully for you guys being able to hear them is too. By the way, if you have liked this show, if this is the first time tuning in, you can check out our podcasts, which are available on iTunes and at joy.org.au/triple bypass. All right, guys, we're going to go to another break. The show is almost over, but we'll be back right at the very end to say goodbye. So stay tuned. This is Radiothon. Join up. Support Joy. Triple Bypass. We'll be back soon.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
That's right. This is Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Triple Bypass. We're just about to head out of the studio. I'm Ruby.
I'm James.
I'm Anthony.
I'm Monica.
Chris.
Renee.
Louis.
And Julia.
That's right. And guys, we've had a bumper show. We have filled the studio with bisexual people. We've had a great, we've had two people join up as members. We've had two donations. It's fantastic. If you join up as a member, you can win a new car. It's a Holden Astra. It's awesome. You can also win a trip, or you can win passes to Midsummer. You can also just feel good about knowing you've helped keep Joy and Triple Bypass out on the air. We're here to make sure that bisexual people have the information they need and that they know that they're not alone in the issues they're facing. All we've all gone through as well, and we're happy to talk about it and make as many puns as you could possibly imagine.
Yes, and we cover different by topics from week to week. So tune in or catch our podcast.
That's right. You can catch our podcast. You can also find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy or on Twitter. We're going to be putting up lots of photographs because we did decorate the studio. There are bi balloons everywhere. You can't really see anyone's faces. It's just a swathe of balloons in the bi colours. All right, guys, we have got about a minute left. So I suppose we're going to go quickly around the room and say one thing that you really like about being bisexual. Go, Lou, you're up.
It's something that is really, it's validating to my identity and just really kind of helps me know who I am.
It means I can scam two genders on Tinder for KFC.
Means I have permission to express feminine and masculine characteristics.
I feel pretty much comfortable with whoever I'm spending time with, honestly.
Well, it means when I rewatch cartoons from my childhood, I'm like, so that's why I used to watch this show that has been a cute girl in it.
I don't have to explain myself anymore.
There's just so many of the barriers we take for granted just aren't there. They're completely fictional.
We don't sit on a fence, guys. There is no fence.
No fence.
This has been Triple Bypass. You've been listening to us. We'll be back next week at 9. Coming up next is Katie with Miss Chatelaine. Looking forward to her Radiothon show. Thank you so much for everyone who's listened and helped support Joy. We couldn't be here without you. Stay tuned.
This is Triple Bypass.
That was terrible.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.